Right away, Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Gloria and Edith eat purple ice cream from the carton.
Oh, too bad Daddy's not here. This is his favorite flavor.
Yeah. Oh, I wish he wasn't out driving the cab. It's so dark in a blackout.
Candles illuminate Gloria's house.
I guess that's why they call it a blackout.
Well, I'm almost finished with the corn chips.
Hey, don't be filling your face with corn chips.
Why not? Didn't you say we should eat everything?
Everything that'll melt.
Oh. Well, what the heck. Let it melt. If I can't eat it, I'll drink it.
Mike reaches for the TV.
Let's see what's... Can you believe me? Look at what I'm trying to do. Turn on a television set. I'm just like Pavlov's dog.
Oh, did Mr. Pavlov's dog turn on the television?
Mike grins.
Professor Pavlov trained this dog to expect food every time he rang a bell.
Oh, yeah. I saw that dog on an Alpo commercial.
Ma, would you pat me on the back, please?
Oh, sure.
Excuse me. Would you like some chamomile tea, Ma?
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice to wash down the ice cream.
I'll put the kettle on. Lucky we got a gas stove.
Yes. Too bad we don't have a gas TV. You can't watch television. You can't go to the movies. You can't read. What are people supposed to do in a blackout?
Well, I don't know what they're supposed to do, but 9 months after the 1965 blackout, more babies were born in New York than ever before.
Edith nods, then her eyes widen.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, Ma, when Archie gets home, how will he know where you are?
Oh, I left a note for him in the refrigerator on top of his beer can.
Yeah, but Ma, he's not going to be able to read the note in the dark. I mean, that little refrigerator light's not going to go on.
I know. That's why I put a candle in there.
Mike shrugs, and Gloria returns from the kitchen.
I got some fresh spoons. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to eat the Sara Lee blueberry cheesecake before it spoils.
Oh, cheesecake's my favorite. Beautiful.
Honey, you going to eat that all alone?
No, of course not. We'll put ice cream on it.
Oh, honey. Who's there?
Me.
Oh. Me who?
Me and my shadow.
Hold on a second. Take it easy, will you? What do you keep pounding on the door for?
Because you're so busy filling your face, you ain't got time to answer your own doorbell.
Arch, the doorbell's not going to ring in a blackout.
Oh, geez, that's right. The power's off. Let's hear it for Con Edison. All right, Ed, it's all right. The joke is over, my dear.
Mike and Archie try to sit in the same armchair.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to sit down here.
Sit over there.
You sit over there.
It's my chair.
Not when I'm over here.
I can't believe it. I can't sit in my own chair in my own house.
Look, cheesecake.
Oh,
Edith, you left a lit candle in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Was that to cool down the candle or warm up the beer?
No, it was so you could read the note I left for you.
Oh. Well, the flame of the candle burnt a hole in a carton of milk, Edith. And you know what happened?
The milk put out the candle?
Yeah. And you know what we got on the second shelf?
A puddle in the pot roast.
That's right, Edith. That's where the note is floating. look at these two chimpanzees over here.
Gloria and Mike feed each other.
Yous also pick fleas off each other?
Gloria opens her mouth and shows Archie her chewed up cake.
You want some of this cheesecake?
That cheesecake is fattening. Hey, give me a beer, huh? No, not you, Edith. This guy's the host, is he?
Oh, that's all right, Mike. I'll get it.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
If this blackout lasts any longer, I'm gonna have a fatal fat attack. Tonight, that the last blackout was bad when I had to eat all those fish sticks.
The last blackout was plenty bad. Don't you remember what they did? They was rioting, they was burning, they was looting, they was running wild in the streets.
They. Who's all this they you're talking about?
They is them that can't be seen whilst the blackout is on.
Edith sprays Archie with beer foam.
How could you do a thing like that?
It's not her fault, Arch. I guess you're just one of those people who can't be seen whilst the blackout is on.
Arch, you. Don't be. You're not drying me off. You're just patting it in there, Edith. Now you're groping me. Get out of here.
Oh, Ma. This blackout's lasting so long, I'm afraid everything in the freezer's gonna spoil. We better start cooking.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
The women head to the kitchen.
Where does she get them habits, huh? From you.
Mike shakes his head in disgust.
Don't be giving me this here. Turn on the radio so I can look at that, not you.
I don't have a portable.
In this day and age, a guy without a portable. Go down to the drugstore tomorrow there and buy yourself one of them battery transvestor radios there. They didn't rip them all off.
They don't keep saying they. If you're talking about the underprivileged minorities, it's not their fault. They do it for environmental and socioeconomic reasons.
How come you always use big words so as not to show your ignorance?
Arch, poor people steal. Hungry people steal.
Oh, yeah. That's why in that July blackout there, they drove 50 cars out of the showrooms on account of they had a craving to eat a Pontiac.
Yes, they have a craving because the media advertisers create that craving. They tell the people what they should want, and they tell them that they're nothing unless they run right out and get it. Well, what the hell are they supposed to do?
Supposed to go out and work for a buck.
Work, work. Where is the work?
Ah, cut that stuff out. In this country, anybody wants to do an honest day's work, you can do it. Look at me. I'm holding down two jobs. I run my own saloon there. I still drive 3 cab shifts a week. I just come off with one. Hey, the last hour, I made $100.
How'd you do that?
Well, one trip from Kennedy Airport into the city.
Well, that's 20 bucks tops.
When you squeeze 5 Porsches into your cab, you charge them $20 a head. Wake it up, Professor.
How did you get 5 people to give you 20 bucks a piece?
Easy. I scared the hell out of them. Tell them they're going to get mugged in a blackout.
That's illegal. That's looting.
Oh, well, I couldn't help myself. I was hungry. I had a craving for all of my social, ecological, environmentality.
Boy, you have some nerve complaining about what they did.
They? Who is they?
Arch, you took advantage of people in a desperate situation. You talk about looting. Gee, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black.
Hold it. Don't put no words into my mouth. I never mentioned a white black there. Them looters was all colors and shades. Everything but white.
Don't you see, Arch? It's the system.
Don't
it's the quest for the
system.
American dream.
Stop.
That
if
creates
you want to
this
come
kind
out
of
with
thing.
That radical hoo-ha, don't give it to me. Write a letter to the papers. That's what you ought to do. Write a letter to the editor there. In the meantime, get the hell out of here.
It's my house.
I didn't mean out of the house. I meant out of the country. I'm going there. You want to talk that Russian talk, take yourself back over to the USSO. And if they won't leave you in there, try Jersey. They'll take anybody.
Archie leaves Mike shaking his head. Soon after, in the candlelit saloon, happy patrons filled the tables. Archie stands behind the bar with Harry, while Hank sits on a stool sipping beer.
Well, there's one thing I love about a blackout.
What's that, Hank?
My wife can't find me.
I'll tell you one thing. If the lights don't come on by the time we close, I'm going over to Barney Hepner's house and borrow your shotgun. Stand guard here. And you're going to stand guard with me.
What am I going to use?
Oh, I don't know. We'll find your snow shovel or something.
What a town.
Yeah, it stinks. And it's getting stinkier all the time. And the cops can't do nothing about it.
In the last blackout, they couldn't arrest no more. There was no more room in the jail.
Someday I'm going to move to California.
Be sure and do it on your day off.
Two customers listen in.
California's got everything, Arch.
It certainly has. Beautiful weather, swimming pools, the death penalty. We ought to bring it back here.
That death penalty wouldn't do us no good in New York.
Why not?
They put a killer in the electric chair, Con Edison to fail us again. You'd have to keep the guy strapped in the chair till he starved to death.
The lights come on.
I better get going.
Where's your rush?
Oh, now with the lights on, my wife will know I'm gone.
So long.
So long.
One of the customers approaches Archie.
Hey, you
are. Oh, hi there. Hi. How are you? I don't seem to recollect the face.
Gordy Lloyd from Rego Park.
Gordy Lloyd from Rego Park. I still don't remember.
I used to work with you 5 years ago in the loading dock when I was hauling for Finnegan's Fast Freight.
Oh, yeah, sure. I remember, sure. How the hell are you?
Fine.
Yeah, since that time, I got my own business, you know?
Oh, well, I can see that. Hey, listen, Arch, I always knew you were going to make it big.
Hey, it's nice you did.
Look, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Sure,
come on around
sure,
here.
Sure,
hey, Mitch,
sure,
come on over here.
Yeah,
Mitch Turner, Arch Bunker.
Hi, pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you. How you doing?
Pretty good. It's a pleasure to meet a guy who talks sense.
Ah, who's that?
You. We were listening to you.
Well, a lot of people listen to me.
Mostly them who got no choice.
Pick up glasses, Harry, huh?
Yes, a boss.
A lot of people around here are worried about the same things you are.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like riot, looting, burning. Now, we intend to see that nothing like that happens in this neighborhood.
That's why we started this organization, the Queen's Council of Crusaders.
Oh, the Crusaders. What do you do, Bo?
No, Arch, we don't have time for that. We're a civic organization.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of support, especially from small businessmen, little guys, trying to protect their interests.
Oh, yeah, you see, we are dedicated to law and order. What the cops can't handle, we do. Hey, Arch, how would you like to come to our next meeting?
Our meeting? Well, I'll tell you there, Georgie.
Gordon.
You know, the kind of guy I am, I ain't what you call a joiner.
Oh, we ain't asking you to join. This is just a little get-together. It takes a while to join. You gotta be investigated.
Yeah, it's not everybody can get in. Only certain special people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about Arch. He's one of us. I can vouch for him.
Hey, that's nice of you there. Gordy. You thought I was going to mess it up again, huh? Well, let me ask you this, Rich.
Mitch.
Whatever. You say that certain businessmen are chaining up, huh?
More than is generally known.
Oh, wow. Well, I can't see it do me any harm to look in on this, you know. When are your meetings?
Tuesdays.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, if you're busy, forget it.
No. Maybe I could fix it up, you know, go about it the right way. Harry, what night is your daughter's wedding?
Tuesday, Arch.
Make it Wednesday.
Harry's stunned. Archie refills Mitch and Gordy's glasses while they happily chat at the bar. Gloria reads the paper with Mike reading over her shoulder.
Hey, Michael, you're brilliant.
I know, honey. Thank you.
It's the best letter the editor I ever read.
Isn't it great? What do you like about it best?
Your name.
You know, it's funny you should say that, but it really looks great in print, doesn't it?
I wish Joey could read it to be so proud.
Yeah. And it's such an intelligent letter. Isn't it?
Powerful.
Powerful. It's powerful.
This is my favorite part right here.
What?
When the uneducated, unemployed take food to feed their children, it's called looting. When the multinational industrialists line their pockets with millions, it's called free enterprise. Powerful.
Powerful. And what about the last paragraph?
Like it.
What happened to Powerful? You don't love it?
Like it a lot.
Why don't you love it?
You can't love what you don't understand.
Well, what don't you understand?
This part right here. There it is. Must we resort to
exacerbating extremes?
Extreme. What's exacerbating?
Well, exacerbating means to make more violent or more severe. Exacerbating.
Sounds like something your mother would spank you for if she caught you doing it.
That nice talk, I ask you. That nice talk. Hello? Yes, this is the same Michael Stivic that wrote the letter. Powerful, huh?
His smile drops, one side at a time.
Yeah, well, hey! Hung up.
Who was it, honey?
Well, it seems, like a concerned citizen from some civic organization had a somewhat negative reaction to my letter.
What'd he say?
Well, among other things, he said he wanted to burn a cross on our front lawn.
Oh, Michael, that's scary.
Honey, we have nothing to worry about.
Why?
Well, for one thing, we don't have a front lawn.
Later, at the Crusaders meeting, Mitch addresses fellow members dressed in white sheets and hoods.
So this commie, Michael Stivic, who wrote the letter to the paper, is the son-in-law of the same Archie Bunker that you're proposing for membership?
Yeah, but Arch didn't write that letter. He doesn't think like that.
Now, you phoned this Stivic.
Oh, yeah. I put the fear of God into him.
Would Bunker go along with us in burning a cross on Stivic's lawn?
No, I don't think he'd do that.
Why not?
Because Stivic lives right next door to him. If Stivic lived up in the Bronx, I bet he'd do it.
I don't think we should have anything to do with Bunker.
Oh, now, wait a minute. We're in a membership drive here. And I think Arch Bunker would make a great member.
In the waiting room.
What's this? Your name is over there. How long is this going to take?
The members got to finish old business first, your new business.
Well, I don't want to be too late, you know. I want to get back to my saloon. I like to watch the Johnny Carson show with the customers. You know, he's got on tonight. Charo.
Hey.
She coochie coochies the guy's dad, you know?
A tense, bug-eyed man sits next to Archie.
Guess they're dead already.
All right, I want to ask you a few questions for this application.
Yeah, go ahead, shoot.
Are you now or have you ever been a member of any un-American organization?
I am not now and never have been nothing.
The office manager shrugs.
Do you believe in white supremacy?
I certainly do. Except in boxing, baseball, and basketball.
Are you willing to give your life for your country?
Hey, any guy that ain't willing to give his life for his country, you know what he deserves?
Death!
Archie jumps, and the man beside him squeezes a book. Archie gets up and stands by the manager's desk.
You mind if I come over and hang around by you?
In the meeting...
All right, Crusaders, hoods off to receive the neophyte.
They remove their white hoods, and Mitch hits a gong. Archie removes his hat.
What the hell is that?
They're ready for you, Bunker. Come on, let's go.
Oh, yeah, well, wait a minute before you in there, they're gonna do nothing like in the fraternities, are they? Like, you know, they make you eat a raw egg and tell you with some slimy. I can't take any of the paddling there. I got a lot of German shrapnel on the butt. It's nasty tricks like that that kept me from accepting my scholarship to college.
The manager turns to the door.
Enter.
Archie steps into the meeting hall.
Hey, look at you up there. Hey, fellas. Yeah. What do you got on?
That's the uniform, Arch.
Oh, you put me in mind of the Little Sisters of the Sick.
Where do you see the hat?
Sit down.
Mitch stands at the podium.
Bunker, are you aware of this letter to the paper from one Michael Stivic?
Oh, yeah, but don't pay no attention to that. He's only my son.
The views expressed in this letter, do you adhere to them?
I don't like nothing I adhere to him, but I can't shut him up.
I mean, do the views expressed here reflect your attitudes toward the subject hereinafter referred to by your son-in-law?
Well, let me tell you, my son-in-law don't know nothing about the American way of life because he's from Chicago.
Haven't you ever tried to use your authority as titular head of the house to straighten him out?
The titular head?
Archie turns to Gordy.
That's the mother, ain't it?
Would you join us in a little reprimand?
Yeah, sure, I ain't driving. Anything you want to say. I'll put it with water, because ginger ale give me the spooks.
No. I'm talking about a warning to Stivic to either change his views or keep him to himself.
I'm trying for over 7 years to get the guy to change his views.
Then you are willing to join us in teaching him a lesson he'll never forget?
Hey! You show me how to turn that guy around and make him into a God-fearing, patriotic American citizen, I'll do anything you want. Hey, I'll be with you for life.
All right.
That's the way we want you, Archie boy, for life.
The KKK members put their hoods back on. Archie's eyes grow wide as he spins around examining the dozen members. To be continued. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Weisskopf, Bob Schiller, Mort Latchman, and Milt Josephsburg. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsburg. Developed by Norman Lear. Dennis Patrick, Gordy. Roger Bowen, Mitch. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Danny Dayton, Hank. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.